About 1,000 people marched to the Port of Oakland on August 16th and 17th to block a shipment of Israeli goods into the U.S. The protest targeted a shipment of goods by Zim Integrated Shipping Services, Israel's largest shipping company. The Israel Corporation, a holding company founded by the government of Israel, owns 32% of Zim's stock. Rima Zil with the Arab Resource Organizing Center says the action is part of a larger movement to put economic and political pressure on Israel through an international movement of boycotts, divestment, and sanctions.
The economic impact of actually stopping a ship from unloading its goods really hits Israel where it hurts, right? So this is part of an economic isolation strategy, and it's part of a larger movement to boycott their goods, to stop participating in anything that fuels the Israeli economy.
Some critics of the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, or BDS movement, say it is anti-Semitic. Some advocates of the campaign prefer a narrower boycott strategy, which targets goods made in illegal settlements or Israeli military equipment. Mona Del Herzala, an organizer with the U.S. Palestinian Community Network, says activists are also focusing on U.S. companies, which sell equipment to Israel for use against Palestinians.
As we speak today, the U.S. Palestinian Community Network are protesting in Chicago, the air show where Boeing is the strongest and the richest company that manufacture fighter jets around the world, and they are responsible for importing those killing machines that resulting in wiping out families. We are holding these companies responsible for that. Another example will be Caterpillar, which is supposed to be agriculture company, and the Israelis are using it to demolish houses in the West Bank.
The recent Israeli military offensive, known as Operation Protective Shield, killed nearly 2,000 Palestinians in Gaza. According to United Nations data, most of the dead were civilians, including a large number of children. Israeli military strikes also caused substantial damage to Gaza's infrastructure. Participants in the weekend port shutdown say their protest came in response to a call out from Palestinian General Federation trade unions to take nonviolent action against the Israeli occupation. A letter from dozens of Palestinian teachers, doctors, and lawyers calls for Palestinians to be able to move freely in and out of Gaza and for an end to the blockade of Gaza's land and sea ports. Local activist Krishna Desai says frustration at watching the death toll climb in Gaza while the U.S. government funds Israeli military programs led her to take part in the port shutdown.
The last skirmish between Hamas and Israel has gotten a lot of people, innocent kids and some people caught in the crossfire, as it usually does. I think the U.S. role in Iron Dome has become untenable.
What about the idea that Israel is being attacked?
I don't think the hundreds of children who are dying are attacking Israel. So whether or not Israel is under attack, their counterattack is really targeting the wrong attackers, as it were.
Organizers compare the boycott, divestment, and sanction strategy to the international solidarity movement to end apartheid in South Africa. The economic boycott of apartheid-era South Africa received support from unionized port workers who refused to unload cargo from the country. Clarence Thomas of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union told FSRN that the union will not take a position on outside issues due to ongoing contract negotiations, but
we have a long tradition of supporting community picket lines.
Thomas says it took 10 years before the entire union took a position on apartheid South Africa. In 2010, the longshoremen honored a protest against Israeli cargo and refused to unload goods from Zim's when protesters arrived to blockade the port then. Unionized workers also refused to cross the community picket line this time during Sunday's protests at the Port of Oakland. Similar port shutdowns are scheduled to take place in Seattle and Tacoma, Washington on Wednesday and later this week in Vancouver, Canada. Calls for comment made to Zim Integrated Shipping Service were not returned by deadline. Christina Onnested, FSRN, San Francisco.